ABC Radio Australia.
Confusion reigns in Vanuatu politics too as opponents continue their pursuit of the government over the appointment of parliamentary secretaries. Now, the opposition has lodged an appeal against the Supreme Court ruling that found that appointments up till now were not in breach of Vanuatu's constitution. But it's a decision that would appear to contradict an earlier Supreme Court verdict in a case that had been brought by the country's president. That one said that the latest raft of parliamentary secretary posts, as proposed by the Prime Minister, could not be allowed to proceed. But as Richard Ewart reports, the devil appears to be in the detail.
Opposition leader Ishmael Kalsakar went to court fully expecting a win in line with the earlier Supreme Court ruling. But he admits the case they put forward wasn't argued well, despite what he says are the obvious similarities.
The rationale behind the application is similar because they deal with the integrity and the structure of government, which is possibly being changed at the moment by enabling the Prime Minister to make extra appointments to executive positions in government over and above what's already in the Constitution.
But Dan McGarry, media director at the Vanuatu Daily Post, says while there are certainly similarities, the two cases deal with separate issues.
The president referred a constitutional amendment to formalize the role of parliamentary secretary. Now, the problem was that that bill didn't have any provision for a referendum, which is required by the Constitution. So those were the grounds on which the Chief Justice rejected that law. So that didn't actually invalidate the role of parliamentary secretaries per se. It did invalidate the law that attempted to formalise.
And based on the judgment in that case, Mr. Kalsakar expected a similar outcome, arguing that the Prime Minister, Charlos Sawai, was exceeding his powers in the way he was using the appointment of yet more parliamentary secretaries to manipulate the system.
As members of parliament were unable to perform our responsibilities effectively because if there is a protest or dissatisfaction, there's a move to lodge a motion of no confidence in the Prime Minister. What the Prime Minister does is he just appoints another one or two parliamentary secretaries and bang, that's the end of the opposition intentions.
And Dan McGarry has some sympathy with that view, but he says where the Kalsakar camp went wrong was in treating a judicial review like a civil case, with their lawyer focusing on the irrelevant question of damages despite the judge's efforts to redirect.
It should have been as simple as saying, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, then it's a minister. And if it's effectively a ministerial role, then this is an end run around the Constitution, which puts numeric limits on the number of ministers allowed. It should have been as simple as that. Not open and shut, but easily argued.
Easily argued? Well, apparently not. And there is talk of additional legal expertise being brought in for the appeal hearing. Ishmael Kalsakar says the Sawai government has to be brought to account, not only over the appointment of parliamentary secretaries, but also their myriad of highly paid support staff.
There's a lot of public outcry at the moment because the motives for the appointment, let alone the legality of the creation of the post, the motives for the appointment have always been political. I'm still very confident that the Court of Appeal could see the case in the light that we're making our submissions, which I believe with serious respect to the judge that he gave very little attention to.
And should the appeal succeed, Mr. Kalsakar is adamant he will pursue corruption allegations against the government, and there's even talk of more MPs being jailed. But Dan McGarry says he doesn't believe such a scenario will play out.
It has created, I think, a misperception among the public to such a degree that I had to basically up and say, I don't generally talk about items that are before the court, and certainly I don't do analysis. But I had to say to people, nobody's going to jail from this. This kind of talk was being encouraged by the opposition, who I think might even believe it to some degree.
A date for an appeal in the Kalsakar case has yet to be set, but it's expected to take place quite soon.